breakfast?
I don't ever eat breakfast, man. Hardcore workout, nothing in the tummy other than my pre-workout drink.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
I feel great right now, sort of. But what's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Razza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays, and we have the best offer possible for you. If you are a new BetMGM user, all you have to do is deposit $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video, and you will get 3 months free of Awesomo Plus Platinum. 3 months! That's nuts! Everything we have to offer in daily fantasy, season-long, and betting for all sports. New customers also get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon deposit. So you're getting 3 months of Awesomo and a freebie up to $1,000. You cannot beat it. Register now and go all in on the action. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, because we are talking about Sunday NFL football.
We certainly are. And yeah, we had a Thursday night game that was turned out to be a wild one. I know my big bet, I had three strips of bacon on Antonio Gibson. And man, does that talk about getting those lines early. 67.5 was out there, finished with 69. When I looked right before the game, 70.5 was the line, and that would have been a tough one. So speaks to why you want to watch this video and why you want to get to those lines early. We got a lot of options in the betting market for Sunday. A couple games that I do really like. I'm going to get things started if that's all right with you.
Floor is yours.
All right. I'm going to save my favorite one. I'm going to go to the Bears here. -2.5. What'd you say?
The Bears.
-2.5 at home against Cincy. I know it feels kind of gross, I'll be honest. The Bears did not look good in week one against the Rams, but I'm banking that this is a recency bias issue. The Rams are really good, and I think we're going to see that as the season plays out. Andy Dalton is Andy Dalton, but at the same time, I think the Bears defense, it may not be the elite unit we've seen in years past, but I don't think it's as bad as they looked hopeless against that Rams offense, and I don't think that's going to be the case here at home against the Cincinnati team that, you know, it was a minor upset, I guess you could say. But at the same time, they beat a Minnesota team at home in overtime in kind of a ridiculous game. So I really kind of asked myself, if Cincinnati started their season on the road against the Rams and the Bears started their season at home against Minnesota, where would these teams be? Would it just be the opposite? And to me, the answer is yes. And people would be looking at the Bears as a more sizable favorite in this spot. I think when it comes down to it, Joe Burrow, he still has a lot of weapons, but I don't trust Cincy's line overall. Not that the Bears have a great offensive line either, but -2.5 is a good number. They are at home. And I think we see David Montgomery in this offense look better. So I'm going to bank that people may be overrating what we saw in week one. I will lay the points with the Chicago Bears. Just one strip of bacon.
That one, I have no take on.
It's tough. It's a tough one.
I don't have a negative take on it. I don't have a positive take on it. I am fully takeless.
Okay.
Let's see if you have a take on this one. It's a bet so nice that I'm doing it twice. One strip of bacon. I'm going back to my Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders money line +225 against the Steelers. Worked last week. They beat the Ravens outright. We're going back to it again. So Raiders, 9th on offense at PFF, 22nd on defense. This next one is crazy. The Steelers are 32nd projected from PFF on offense, 2nd on defense. It's not particularly close at this point. Derek Carr is significantly better than Ben Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger, to me, is actively bad. Even though the Steelers did upset the Bills last Sunday, it didn't happen because of Roethlisberger. He was 18 of 32 for 188 yards. He had a PFF offensive grade of just 38. He hasn't been good since 2018, and he's 39 years old. I don't know what anybody really expects out of Roethlisberger and this Steelers offense. The question then is, can the Raiders offense do anything against this Steelers defense? I'm a little nervous about it. Carr went to Waller a ton against Buffalo. I don't think that's going to change. Ruggs and Edwards were good enough once it mattered in the game, big fourth quarters. The piece that I'm a little nervous about is the offensive line. Alex Leatherwood made his debut last week, gave up 2 sacks. It's not going to get any easier against Pittsburgh. But I think the Raiders can hold on enough. I'm not worried at all about the Steelers offense. And I just simply think that these two teams are closer than they appear. +225 seems wild to me. So I'm going back to the Raiders money line, And I'm going to say that the Raiders get to 2-0.
Wow. I do have a take on that. I don't. The Raiders, I don't trust that offensive line. They lost their guard for the season after that game. Jacobs is banged up as well. Steelers defense really good. Steelers offense not good. I'm with you there. So we will see. I am taking a piece of that game, though, in kind of the sense that what we saw Monday night from the Raiders is factoring in. They played Baltimore. It was a crazy game. Baltimore draws not a good situation here. They are at home playing the Chiefs this week, and I know it feels a little trappy. I'm just going to take the point, lay the points with the Chiefs here. I found three. There are mostly 3.5, so you want to search that out there. But regardless, even though I don't want that hook, I try to get it at three. I just think the Chiefs are simply a better team at this point. Baltimore is not Baltimore right now. They are losing guys. They had a ton of injuries, of course, to that backfield. They lost another cornerback. If you just look up their injuries, it is a vast, vast graveyard of guys that they really could use in a game like this. They still have Lamar, but as you saw against the Raiders, he's taking a ton of pressure. Turnovers are an issue, and I just don't know where this team is at. And you look at the other side of the ball, Mahomes, he's got everything that you want. We know they're going to move the ball. We know they're going to put up points. I just don't know if Baltimore can keep pace. And when I look at this team, it's a team I was high on coming into the season, but it seems like there's always a couple teams in the NFL that just get wiped out by injuries. And it seems like Baltimore right now may be that team this year. So even though I hate laying points on the road in a hostile environment like this, I think the Chiefs are simply just a cut above this iteration of Baltimore. I'm going to lay the three. Even if I was forced to lay 3.5, I would do it here. I think the Chiefs kind of just take care of business on the road and get it done. One strip of bacon.
I'm with you on that one. I think Baltimore goes to 0-2, and you're going to get a lot of think pieces about Lamar immediately after that that's for sure.
They're not, at some point, injuries have to take a toll. Like, you can't just replace guys forever. And I think that's becoming the issue with the Ravens at this point.
Well, there we go, everybody. Three bets for you for this NFL Sunday, straight out of the breakfast menu, served up by BetMGM. We'll talk to you guys again Monday morning.